Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Is North. Today on the show, we have a new music from Alyssa Trahan, Jess Lee, and Emily Rose. We'll also be talking about our interviews with each of them over the years. This should be fun. And like every Indie Country Radio episode, let's kick this thing off by going back to last week and recapping where we left off. Coming in at number three last week, we had the brand new one from Alessi Cavalera called T. At number two last week was Jeff Kelly Adams with her brand new one, Stupid. And the number one song last week was from one of my absolute dearest friends, Megan Golden, with her a brand new single, Faster. So, real quick, before we actually start this, I wanted to say that I booked something today for October that I am like so beyond excited about. If y'all have been listening to this podcast for any length of time within the last 5 years, y'all know what a huge supporter of the women of country music that we are. Well, I can't exactly say who is coming on yet. I'll be giving that information out in the next few weeks. But this person's work in the country industry, specifically fighting for the females of the industry, like ourselves, I think is so needed right now, and this is a conversation that I think needs to be addressed on this show, and a conversation that I'm so grateful to actually be a part of. So that's coming the first week of October. Again, I can't say who just yet because even though it's confirmed, the element of surprise and all that jazz. So, with that being said, let's kick off this week's countdown, shall we? Coming in this week at number three is a good friend of mine who I met several years ago at a fan club party for my friends at Springs during CMF Fest. And some of you might actually recognize this song. I didn't when I first heard it, but like I said, some of you might. And I'll tell you a little bit more about Emily Rose after we hear her song at number three this week on Indie Country Radio. Here is Emily Rose with Games People Play. Here we go.
La da 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 da. People play now, every night and every day now, never meaning what they say now, never saying what they mean. And they walk away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. La da da.
That was Emily Rose with her a brand new single, Games People Play. A voice reminiscent of Emmy Lou with an honesty of Linda Ronstadt. Emily Rose invites you in with every line. And she's a jangly retro country singer, focusing on the a true grit of the song she believes in. Quote, I don't want to sing anything I can't relate to. I'm proud of who I am and want to show the world my true self. What really gets to me is when I can feel what a singer is feeling. But that's what I want people to hear. That's what I want people to feel when they hear me sing. Emily's been in Nashville, Tennessee, writing and recording for about 6 years now. Moving from Flemington, New Jersey, at the ripe old age of 18, she started out singing classic country songs on a local live radio show. And by 2012, she was graduating high school and planning her big move to Nashville. As a writer, Emily has had many songs recorded by up-and-coming Nashville artist, and she's been steadily working on her songwriting craft and honing her sound. And now she's ready to what she believes is her most honest and best work yet. And like I said earlier, I actually met Emily a few years ago at a fan club party that I was invited to by my friends. I'm Holly and Stuart of the Springs. I want to say maybe 2015, something like that. 2014 maybe, or 2016 maybe. The Springs had several people playing that day. It was Lexi Hayden, maybe April, Shelby Lee Lowe, Brian Young, and Emily Rose. That's five. I think there was one more. It might have been one more. I can't remember, but and always it shows, whether it's a venue I've been to before, which I've been there several times before at the listening room, or whether it's a new venue, I always try my best to make it a point to walk up to the artist either after they're through their set, or just before their set, and kind of introduce myself, you know, because being a podcast host, that's really what it's about is making those all important connections. I introduced myself to Emily after she played her around, and we had her on the show. I want to say not very long after that. I want to say maybe a few months after that. But again, that was Emily Rose with her a brand new single, Games People Play. Now, the artist coming in this week at number two, you actually might have seen on NBC's The Voice. She's another good friend of mine. And I'll tell you guys a little bit more about Jess Lee after we hear her a brand new single coming this week at number two. This is Jess Lee and Over Him on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
When the phone rings, you send it to voicemail. You don't wanna listen to every little detail about how he's sorry and he's lonely. He'll be saying that you're still his one and only. And when he texts you, girl, don't read it. Yeah, you might want what he's got, but you don't need it. But when you see his headlights pulling into your drive, yeah, I know it's hard to fight, but you ain't getting over him until you're done with him.
that was Just Lee with her brand new single Over Him. Just Lee was recently a contestant on season 14 of NBC's The Voice, which I alluded to earlier, on Team Blake. The thrilling experience put her in front of top celebrities like Trace Atkins, who said, quote, "Just Lee, I like female vocals that are just powerful, just pow, sit you back in your seat." She turned the chairs above Kelly Clarkson, who said, "You are amazing. You are a phenomenal singer." And her coach, Blake Shelton, who said, quote, "Just Lee has this very powerful rock edge. You're attacking the chorus. You just have such a grip and attack. And Alicia Keys best described Just Lee when she said, quote, "That was a beautiful testament to you, Just Lee, for reminding us that you are a country rock. I think that is a good way to show that you have a major versatility. Hey, you don't back down. Incredible job. Well done." Just Lee was originally contacted by The Voice series because of her a single Burn, which was nominated for the Hollywood Music and Media Awards for the country genre category, and was played on mainstream FM radio Work 103.1 and 94.3 Rewind in Clarksville, Tennessee, whether it's an intimate performance with just an acoustic accompaniment or a rocking out with her awesome band. Just Lee really enjoys performing. She has performed on the main stages at Freedom Fest, Oktoberfest, Spirit of Suwannee River, Miami 9/11, Tunnel to Towers, Stewart Air Show, Daytona Bike Week, ATWPLA, Super Music Festival, and many, many more venues. She's been featured on the same bill as top country artists like Lo Cash, Cassidy Pope, Ray Lynn, Uncle Cracker, Winona Judd, Joe Nichols, Thompson Square, Parmalee, Craig Campbell, Trent Tomlinson, Josh Grayson, and Claire Dine. She has since had many album reviews around the world, concerts, and interviews. Besides her national TV appearance on NBC's The Voice, Just Lee has appeared on NBC Daytime TV in Tri-Cities, Tennessee, NBC Daytime in Tampa, Florida, and NBC WPTV in West Palm Beach, Florida. Just Lee has headlined on the main stages at Chillin' on Lucy, Indian Town Rodeo, Italian Festival, Heart Radio Theater, Freedom Fest, Oktoberfest, Miami 9/11 Tunnels and Towers, Stewart Air Show, Bonita Blast, and Terra Firmata. She self-released her first original 5-song EP on April 17th, 2015. She's passionate about supporting our veterans. She's a proud supporter of the ZVMA, helping veterans, and the Wounded Veterans Relief Fund. Together, she's helped raise over $20,000 of the past 3 years. Let me tell you guys where you can see Just Lee performing if you want to come and get out to a show sometime. Hold on. August 16th, she'll be at Howdy Neighbor Days in Pierce City, Missouri. August 31st, she'll be on she'll be at Chillin' on the Valor which is a cruise to Mexico. September 8th, she'll be at Sunday's Coal in Nashville. The 21st is chilling on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. And October 26th in Stuart, Florida, at A Thrill of the Grill, Florida. Okay, let me see. We've had Jess Lee on the show a few times. At least twice that I know of. Once before The Voice, and once after. And it's always fun getting to catch up with her. I remember after she was on The Voice, a little while after, not immediately after, but a little while after she was on The Voice, I reached out to her people about having her on, and the people over at NBC were just absolutely nothing but sweet and gracious about letting us interview her again, which honestly surprised the crap out of me. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. It completely and totally shocked me that they were that willing and that open to this little a nearly 7-year-old podcast that is in no way, shape or form affiliated with any major media outlet. So that was kind of shocking, but we definitely have to have Jess Lee back on the show sometime to catch up with her. And like I said earlier, that was Jess Lee with her a brand new single, Over Him. Now, the artist coming in this week at number one has had like 3 number ones in the last 5 weeks. We're talking Vinyl, Petty, more. As a matter of fact, she was actually on the show for an interview last week. So, without further ado, a brand new number one song this week is a new one from my friend Alyssa Trahan. This is A Blue Fire coming this week at number one on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Baby, I knew it from the moment I felt you. There was something wild about to take control. I could see sparks when we moved in closer. We both knew right away it was more than just a glow. I never saw it coming, but I never thought of running. Might be dangerous, but I'm loving it. We're like blue. We're like, ooh, fire, fire.
And coming in at number one this week, that was Alyssa Tregain with her a brand new single, Blue Fire. Speaking of Blue Fire, Alyssa, or Alyssa as I like to call her sometimes, is currently out on her Blue Fire tour. As a matter of fact, she opened for a Tanya Tucker in Batavia, New York, at Batavia Down Summer Concert Series. Tonight she will be in Nichols, New York, in the Tioga Downs Casino. The 10th at a private event in Wadsworth, New York. The 11th at Brockport Arts Fest in Brockport, New York. The 14th in Webster, New York, at Webster Caring Community Concert Series. The 15th in Lincoln Hill Farms in Canandaigua, New York, and I hope I'm saying that right. The 16th in Henrietta, New York, at Nashville's, which is crazy. The 17th in Farmington at Club Remedy. The 24th in Leroy, New York, at the Ridge. And that will wrap up her current Blue Fire tour. So, hope you guys enjoyed this week's edition of Indie Country Radio. Now, before we wrap things up, I wanted to mention that tomorrow at 4:30 Central, we have the lovely Miss Tiffany Ashton joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm gonna wrap things up here. As you've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Produce with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.